7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Ridiculous. Absolutely preposterous. That is not the correct time. The correct time is 1930 UTC. And why is that significant? That's important because that's the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and this sound is my car keys, which means I'm sitting in my car, which means we gotta get out of the car. Oh, and it's a little bit breezier out here than I thought. Oh, it's also a little bit warmer than I thought. This might be a bad idea, but we're gonna push it as far as it'll go. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. Today, where are we? What are we doing? Well, if you listen carefully, you might be able to hear the buzz of more high power lines, which means we are still in the Papio Valley. What are we doing? We're looking for marmots. I'm at a point. I have reached a stage where, how do I describe this? My quiet desperation for finding marmots is getting loud. Some gain has been applied to my desperation to find marmots. And so we're back out here at the Tranquility Park complex. We're on the gyro ball side. I've actually been to two other places already today. I wanted to check out the creek by my house where it goes behind the school. So I drove over there and I realized, well, is school in or not? You know, because I don't want to be messing around out here if school's in. You know, who's this weird guy running around on school property? We gotta protect the children. Alright, so I'm walking up to the creek edge here. And so then I drove by Herrenhaven. And there was four cars in there, and I said, yeah, no. So I just kept on driving. And we have come out here to Tranquility. As I said, we're sort of in the gyro ball section, and I'm getting closer to the... How can I approach? I want to go over there. We're getting closer to the gyro... We're getting closer to the creek. We're in the gyro ball section where the little kids play gyro ball. If you're unfamiliar with gyro ball, it's the version of soccer or football or foosball, or whatever the word is in your country, for little kids running around playing. The hell is that? No, that's nothing. Right, gyro ball. If you've never seen it, this is when I wish Dubious Goals Committee was a television show, because watching gyro ball is one of the most incredible things you'll ever experience. This is a game that's played on a small square field, small enough that it'd probably fit in your backyard. It has four goals and two teams of three. And you can score in either of the two goals. Yeah. It gets insane, because this is a game for small children who are under 5 years of age, and they trip over the ball more than they kick it. Alright, I've come out onto this little point, this little promontory that overlooks the Papio Creek. And this is usually a good spot to be, but there's so much leafage, there's so many leaves that I can't see anything. Which way do I want to go? Let's go this way first. See if we can... Ooh, wow. A big, 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 big tree fell into the creek. Is there any marmots on it? Marmots like logs. That is a new log. And I can't quite see all of it. It is a sunny day. It is a nice day, and it is actually a little bit too warm for me to be out here. It's about 78 degrees. But I am in the shade. We got a light breeze. We're going to see how long I can stand to be outdoors today before I go into shock. I'm not seeing any mantis on that big old log. It's a sunny day. Marmots should probably be sitting around out on logs, getting some sun, having some fun, and we gotta find them. We gotta find them. I've been looking for marmots on the dubious goals committee for the last couple days, and we haven't found Jack, which is shocking, because usually I can find marmots without much effort at all. I'm actually walking over an old marmot den right now. How much further are we going to be able to go? Can I get around to here, to there, to... What are we doing? What are we doing? I guess this is about as far as we're going to be able to go today. Looking down the creek. Water's moving slowly. There's tons of tracks down in the mud. Tons and tons of tracks. Can't tell what they are from here, but I can guarantee you some of them... Ah, son of a... I'm stuck on barbed wire. What, you gotta be joking me. There's barbed wire wrapped around this tree. I kind of want to take it, but I'm gonna leave it, because I don't know, I don't feel like getting tetanus today. And what did I see when I was looking down over there? Was there mushrooms over there? No, it's just a walnut husk. Okay, so we're going to wander our way up and out of this little promontory point. And we're going to get back onto the trail and head into the zone. There are some people out here. There's four cars in the parking lot. I've seen a couple of bikers bike by. Looks like somebody's loading up. Somebody's going to be leaving. So we got to beware of bicycles, etc. And when I was driving over here today, I drove by the... Like I said, I was at the... At first I went to the creek that was by the school, by my house, blah, blah, blah. Couldn't tell if there was kids in classes or not, or, you know, are they going to let them out for recess and find some strange guy walking around? That won't be good. There was cars in the parking lot, like there were teachers there, but I don't know if there were any kids there or not. But then when I was driving over here to Tranquility, I went by the, you know, the Gethsemane school, and all the kids were at recess, meaning they were all standing out in the parking lot again. Makes me feel bad in a way. All right, pardon the wind. We got some decent wind blowing now. How many kids go to that little school? Probably about 50? Judging by the number of kids standing out in the parking lot during recess. All right, we need to come around this bend, because once we're around this bend, I can look down this creek. This is the little creek that goes through the park that feeds into the patio. And we know that there's some known marmot dens over there. I don't see anything. I don't think. Yeah, no. Where's my mutties? Where's my mutties? Gotta find my mutties. Gonna find them in the daytime. Mutties like to come out during the day and sit around on logs and drink dahong pao. Wait, what? Marmots don't drink Da Hung Pao. Tobe drinks Da Hung Pao. But I'm not actually drinking Da Hung Pao today. I was drinking Jinjin Mei today, but I'm going to be hot when I go home, so I'm going to have to drink something cold, so I'm going to be able to get out that fresh bottle of mango juice. Yes. Damn, I am winning today. I haven't even been awake for an hour. Got up super late, because I stayed up late. I don't know why. I couldn't fall asleep. I'm looking down into the creek. There's tracks everywhere. There are dude tracks everywhere. And I'm on a little animal path right now, I just realized. Looking for dudes, gonna find them today. Gonna find our marmots and say, hey, you wanna go get some lunch, Mr. Marty? Maybe we can go to the dim sum place. Huh. Now I'm hungry for dim sum. Oh, I guess I could sort of do that for lunch. We're gonna walk around here and go to the scary tree. See if there's any matis by the scary tree. It's kind of slippery. Yeah, so maybe I'll have some egg rolls today. Maybe some baozi. Oh, that will be delicious. All right, we need to come around this little tiny bend here. We walk under here, and we go where this other sub creek flows into the sub creek that then flows into the main creek. And now we gotta start being real quiet. Now we start being really quiet, and there's a blue jay right here. These guys are not quiet. We're gonna be super quiet as we sneak up here like this, because once we get up here, there are some logs. There could be Mati. What was that? Oh, it's a stupid blue jay that's following me. Okay, because we are coming up into the marmot zone right now. I'm looking in tree branches. I'm looking on the ground. Where's my matis? They need to be found. And I don't have the best visuals, but okay, moving up a little bit further. No matis in the log complex. Or in the trees, or in the scary tree. Look on the other side. No marmots on the rock complex. And that blue jay's honking behind me a little bit. Okay, so here's what we do. We crest the hill. What is that? Nope, just a log in the grass. We crest the hill. And this allows us to look down into the creek where all the broken trees are. See, there used to be a mati den right there. And that's where we used to see matis all the time, hanging out on that log. Really? No mats on that log today? You gotta be kidding me. Blue jays are complaining. But then again, they're always complaining. Rack, rack. Okay. Oh, we've seen all kinds of birds today. There's a yellow bird. What is that? And there's one of those little flicker woodpeckers. Okay, so we seeing some bird buddies today. But I'm in direct sun and it's starting to hurt. So I'm going to move forward in an effort to find more shade and to look down into the creek. Looking for marmots. Okay, check this big log. See that tree that's fallen into the creek where it's got that bare patch right up there where there's no bark? That's because marmots sit right there all the time. Just not right now. It has been worn down by marmot butts. Okay, this is starting to get unpleasant. We need to move up here further so I can get into some sun protection. Yeah, that's starting to hurt on my arms and on my hands. What is this that we have popping up? I've got cholinergic urticaria beginning to form on my right hand. Oh yeah, and my left hand right here. Okay, we gotta watch these. Because I'm gonna ride this out. I'm gonna ride this out until the last possible second. Now my back is doing that thing. Not the muscle thing, the sting thing because of the sun. As soon as these urticaria get to about a quarter inch in diameter, we're turning around. A quarter inch in diameter is approximately 5 millimeters in diameter for all my metrically inclined friends. I'm now in a little copse of trees. There used to be a marmot den right around here somewhere. I can't remember exactly. Does this trail just go right over it? Was it right here? It might have been. I don't know. Maybe we should just stand here in the shade for a while. I don't feel like going into shock today. So, what can we do? We need to get up here by the creek. There's a lot of holes in the path. Lots of cicada holes. And there's some funny, are these burn marks on these branches? I don't want to know what's been going on around here. Let's get over here closer to the creek. Okay, I can see water. I can see mud. I can see, whoop! Frogs are panicking. I took a step too close to the creek. And a couple of frogs that I didn't see freaked out, and they jumped into the creek, and they took big jumps, 1 meter jumps, and then they had to fall 2 meters down into where the water was, and they went blorp, made a nice blorpy splash sound. Sorry, frogs, didn't mean to scare you, but thanks for this splashy entertainment. These holes in the path are cicada holes. Cicadas have been exiting, leaving their holes. And you can hear them. They are hanging around, making that fascinating sound that people know and love. I was reading something about cicadas just the other day, like 2 or 3 days ago. Something, little sidebar in a magazine, in one of my nature magazines. Okay, there's tracks. That's little marmot tracks right there. That's small tracks. I forget exactly what I read. There's 130. Was it 130 or was it 150? Let's just be conservative and say 130 different species of cicadas in Nebraska. And I thought to myself, wow, that is a lot of different kinds of cicadas. And then I thought, maybe I should collect them. No, that's gross. I'm not collecting bugs. Maybe I should collect photographs of them. Yeah, that would be better, but cicadas are hard enough to find as it is. I don't think I've ever taken a photo of one. But then again, the few times that I've been up close to them, I haven't had a camera at hand, so I do have my camera with me today. So, fear not. Alright, let's, where was that little area where we used to be able to get down, and did that get eroded away? Where's my matis? Yada, yada, yada. Where can they be? I don't understand why they're hiding from me. Matis are my friends. Okay. Does this require a new strategy? Does this require some new form of thinking? Maybe. Maybe we just need to go up further. Check the urticaria. Yeah. We're kind of pushing it here today, but... Damn it, my bathtub isn't full either. I should have filled my bathtub up with cold water before I left, but I didn't. And so here we are at the culvert. Looking down into the culvert, yes, I see marmot tracks in the mud. We gotta wait for a couple of Parks Department vehicles to go by on the road. And then we're gonna go up in here into the Pit of Despair area and look for some mantis. There used to be an active marmot den right here. We saw marmots here this spring. Wind is really coming up. Let's get back into the trees here. All right, so what about this hole? Okay, we have marmot den. Marmot den is not in use, but there has been dirt pushed up from underneath. So maybe the star-nosed moles have gotten in there. There's other molehills around here that I'm seeing. All right. What if we get up here on top of this mound and look down? Looking down from the mound, I'm listening for the sound of the marmots. They're whistle pigs. They like to whistle and dance, and I heard a sound behind me. That is apparently nothing. Okay. We gotta move through this area slowly and observantly. This is another really good known marmot area. Here's their little path. Where's this? Is this the same blue jay that's been following me? It might be. Okay, so we're coming up to the S bend where I found my first Pleurotus ostreatus ever. It's on, yeah, that log right there, I think. The S bend is also good for puffballs and other mushrooms. This is funny. There's a little animal path that crosses over here now. Okay. Where's that path go? That path goes up to this tree. Could there be a den up here? What's a squirrel over there? Okay. Why is this area? Why is there a path leading up into here? Is there a secret mati den in here or something? Maybe. I don't see anything obvious. But you never know with marmots, huh? Okay. Ooh. Let's go back the other way, back to the S bend. Ha. I'm starting to feel it. I can feel that thing it does. All right, walking over the little bridge, this is where we find our eyelash cups when the conditions are correct, which is not right now. All right. We gotta turn around in a couple minutes. We don't have yada yada. We just need to go over here, look down into the Pit of Despair, look for some marmots, and then we gotta turn around and get out of here, because I'm starting to peek or whatever. Okay, Pit of Despair. Looking for marmots on all of the logs. I don't see any. Not even the frogs. Where are they hiding? All I want is to see a marmot today. I haven't seen a marmot. I personally haven't seen a marmot in, I think it's been a week now, which is very unusual. We haven't seen a marmot during Dubious Goals Committee, for a while, for a few months. Of course, we haven't been looking for him either. You know, we've been staying indoors because of the COVID-19 and the heats. And now I'm looking down into the main part. Where the hell are they? Where are my marmots? They should be hanging around. They should be hanging out on the logs, having a fun mati party time. This is not happening. This is not the case. I see big movement. Oh no, it's just, okay. Wind or birds on that branch made it move. And now if I go any further, I'm going to be back. We're turning around. Oh, yeah. Okay. Just keep moving. It seemed like it was another nice and cool day. I thought it was a nice, cool day again. So I jumped in my car, and I drove around for a while, and I drove here. And when I got out, I realized, no, it's a little bit warmer than I thought. Because I made the mistake of not actually checking the temperature before I left. Urticaria check. Yep, almost fell down. These are getting too big. The ones on my elbow are starting to hurt. Starting to swell. And I can feel the thing in my throat starting to happen. Yeah. Angioedema. So we need to keep moving, even though I want to look back there, because did I just see a turkey or something back there? No, I don't think so. I got to get home. I got to get some hydroxyzine in me. Yay, drugs! Gonna take some medicine. And I'll be fine. Probably. And then I will eat some lunch. Do I feel like eating today? I don't even know. Maybe I will do Bowsy. Do some egg rolls. Bowsy. And maybe, I don't know. I don't think I should do any rice today. Okay, so, yeah. Hell, yeah. Gortons. Gorton Flortons. I'm back in the cleared out area, crossing the road, walking through a lot of wind. It's the windy zone. It's also the sunny zone, and it hurts, and I don't like it. And yeah. Oh, am I losing my balance? Yeah, maybe, because now I'm stumbling and tripping along the path as I try to walk. Whoo, getting a little bit lightheaded. That's cool. The trick is to not fall down. Oh, and I just realized that we're kind of starting to run out of time. So, am I going to live through the day? Am I going to make it back to my car, to make it back to my house to take the life-saving medicine? Or will I die? Tune in tomorrow to the Dubious Goals Committee to find out. I have a feeling I'm going to live. And coming up next, right after Dubious Goals Committee, here in about a minute and a half, you can hear Harry Larry and his show Mix Remix. So stay tuned for that. And tune in to Dubious Goals Committee tomorrow. Maybe we'll stay indoors. And I'm out of here, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.